Talk to us about Iggy Azalea real quick. When you signed Iggy Azalea and decided to do this project, did you know that people were going to respond to her just because of how great she looked?
I knew they were going to respond to her. I didn't know why.
Okay.
I hadn't put my finger on
you
why
knew
yet.
Why.
I did not
She's
know
She's a 6 foot tall, blonde, white woman.
She's from Australia?
She has that it factor that people who are, you know, existing and in and out of music have that you come in contact with them and you just remember
you
when they was in the room.
So are you saying even though when you signed her musically, she wasn't that incredible, you knew you could get her there?
She wasn't anything. I didn't say none of that, what you just said. I said that she has that it factor, that wow factor. Her, like, if you ever hold a conversation with her, she, for a woman to be that opinionated in entertainment, is that's marquee. You know what I'm saying?
I haven't heard her be opinionated about a lot of things.
Nah, he's correct in her style. She's very stylish. She's revered by that fashion community. They book her a lot in Europe. A lot of that, I believe, is because she is white and she's tall and she is beautiful.
But it's the same way, just like Kanye used to just say, like he used to just say what he felt. I know her personally. She's a great person. She works hard. She's very opinionated and she sees the direction that she wants her career to go.
Okay.
She knows exactly all the spaces she would like to be interacting in. And for that kind of vision and direction for an artist outside of artistry, you know what I'm saying? That's like,
and for
that's what L.A. Reid and Jay say they saw when they saw Rihanna.
And look,
for the record, I'm going to win, and I feel like this about myself.
It's a great business investment.
Well,
you as a businessman, it's a great,
so
no matter what people think, it's interesting, and it's a good business investment.
Thank you.